You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Cashman. This is our latest Twins chat. We are joined by Rhett Bollinger. And Rhett, the Twins, obviously, a lot of their offense this season is going to be tied to Young Ho Park, the guy they signed from Korea, got off to a really strong start with his initial acclimation to the big leagues. But lately, things not going particularly well. The Twins roughed up Jared Weaver on Monday night, as teams tend to do this season, but Park was 0-for-4 in that effort. In his last 22 games, he's batting 139 with a 253 slugging percentage, 30 strikeouts against 8 walks in that span. And there's been talk of a bulky right wrist. I'm not sure how much of these struggles are related to that injury, but seems to really hit a wall here these last few weeks. What do you make of it?
Yeah, he definitely really has. He has had a real slump here the last couple of weeks. A lot of strikeouts is kind of the big thing there. He was kind of, you know, given a day off on Sunday to kind of clear his head. I think he struck out in 8 of his previous 11 at-bats before that. So he got Sunday off and then returned Monday, and as you said, he went 0-for-4, so couldn't get it going after that. Yeah, I mean, the risk could be a little bit of a factor. Obviously, we have not seen the same kind of power numbers we saw. He started to kind of get into a groove there. Early in the season, you know, leading the team in home runs. He still does. He's still tied for the team lead with 11 home runs with Miguel Sano. But it's just kind of dried up here recently. It was kind of funny. Mulder said that, you know, he talked to Park and asked him, you know, what'd you do when you got in these kind of slumps in Korea to kind of get out of it? And Park just kind of laughed and said, I'd never gotten these kind of slumps. He just didn't ask. He dominated over there in Korea. So it's kind of funny. But, yeah, I'm curious. I'm actually going to Korea next week. I have a friend that lives there, and I'm going to visit him and also kind of do some stories about Park and Korean baseball. So I'm curious to kind of hear what, you know, his former teammates and what his former manager and all the fans there think of what he's been doing this year. Because it was a hot start, but so far he's starting to really struggle here.
Well, that'll be an interesting trip, Rhett. Did Park give you any tips for that trip?
He did a little bit. Yeah, he did. Actually, he got so excited when I told him that I was going that he started speaking to me in English. Because his English is definitely getting a lot better, but usually, you know, when he talks to the media, he talks with his interpreter, J.D. Kim. But the nice thing is, too, is his interpreter, J.D., worked for the previous team that he played for and all that, too, so he had some contacts to kind of give me to kind of have everything set up so that when I go there, I have credentials and everything else. But, yeah, he gave me some tips on what to do and what to see and what to eat and all that, and I look forward to talking to him, too, about it more this weekend before I leave.
Very cool. We look forward to catching up with you about that on a future podcast. For now, elsewhere. In the field, Eduardo Nunez over at shortstop. He's hitting .324, .354 on base percentage, .507 slugging percentage, 9 homers, 24 RBIs, 15 stolen bases, and 33 runs in 56 games. Pretty strong numbers. I'd even say borderline on the All-Star conversation when you kind of compare them to some other offensive numbers at that spot in the American League. You know, he started the majority of the games at short this season. He's supplanted Eduardo Escobar as the starting shortstop in the short term. I've seen some comments recently from Paul Mulder about kind of long term, not ready to anoint him as an everyday player. And, you know, that opinion, like every opinion in baseball, is kind of subject to change. But he is 29 years old. So I'm just kind of curious, what are your thoughts on Nunez's season and maybe even his future there?
It's been really impressive. You know, last year in limited playing time, he had, you know, a pretty decent offensive season. Nice, you know, bat off the bench, but nothing more. And sure enough, this year, due to injuries to guys like Plouffe and Escobar, he got regular playing time and, you know, got really hot to start the year, and it's kept it going. That's the most amazing thing. You kind of thought, okay, at some point, he's going to come back down to earth. It's, you know, it's Nunez. He's, like I said, a decent hitter throughout his career, but has been a utility player for 7 years with the Yankees and Twins. So it wasn't like he's ever really had a chance to be an everyday guy, but at the same time, he never really showed a reason why. And his defense has kind of been more of the issue throughout his career than his offense. But to have this kind of a breakout season at this age is definitely very surprising. And the Twins are definitely trying to promote him as an all-star. They've got the Vote Nunez campaign, even though he's not even on the ballot, because coming into the year, coming in as a backup player, you know, obviously not on the ballot. But it's been impressive. Some of it, you know, is driven by a little bit of luck. He has a high batting average on balls in play. Will probably come down a little bit, but you know, the power and the speed numbers are there. I mean, he's hitting some home runs and stealing a lot of bases. I think he has more stolen bases now than anybody did on the Twins last season. I think Hicks led the Twins with 13 stolen bases last year, and I believe Nunez is at about 14 or 15 already now. So the speed is legit, and so the Twins want to ride it out and see how long it lasts. And like you said, with Mulder, just because of his track record, Mulder wasn't sure, you know, kind of saying that he wasn't, you know, sure that he's going to be a regular for the rest of his career or even for a long stretch. just because it is kind of, you know, a breakout that kind of came out of nowhere. But if he keeps hitting and playing like he can, obviously he has the potential to be an everyday guy. I think this year they're going to keep riding him out and making him their everyday guy until he proves otherwise, because so far he hasn't really gotten any type of slump at all. He's been kind of keeping it going all season.
We're recording this on Tuesday, and Glenn Perkins is scheduled to receive a second opinion on his left shoulder today in California. But generally, Rhett, when there's a second opinion, that means the first opinion wasn't too optimistic. I know Perkins himself doesn't seem wildly optimistic about what's going on there with his shoulder. Has not pitched in the big league since April 10th, and has not really been able to get it up to a 100% effort level because of the shoulder since then. So just seems like a difficult situation there for the closer.
Yeah, it has been. He's, you know, he threw three bullpens. He's supposed to throw one originally, you know, a couple weeks ago, and got that pushback because of, you know, some lingering soreness. Fought after a little bit of rest, but he felt good enough to start throwing again. Threw that first bullpen and did okay in it. Didn't throw at max effort, but said everything kind of went fine. I talked to you after the second one, and I kind of realized, you know, he wasn't exactly saying it went as well as the first one. I could tell something that maybe a little bit up, because it didn't go great. But then after the third one, he had to shut it down completely because it just, yeah, it just wasn't feeling right. And so he's going back for that second opinion. Hopeful that he won't need surgery, but you never know. It's been one of these type of years where he just has been hurt all year. He came into, you know, spring healthy and in better shape than last year, and kind of wanted to, you know, obviously prove himself after the second half of last year, where he really was hurt throughout most of the second half and you know, couldn't really contribute to the Twins trying to make the playoffs late in the season after being an all-star in the first half. So it's been a rough year for him. Definitely very curious to see how it all goes with this second opinion and kind of what they find with this. He had an MRI on Monday. But yeah, definitely a frustrating thing for Perkins, and I think a lot of fans are frustrating seeing another closer out for this long too. And yeah, it's just been a kind of an all-around frustrating season for the Twins and for Perkins.
Since we last spoke in the pen, they claim Neil Ramirez off waivers. This is his third team in the last month. The Cubs and Brewers have both released him in recent weeks, and JT Chargois came up. In general, it just seems like they needed some fresh arms back there, because I think you noted this is, I believe they have the second most innings in the American League from that relief corps.
Yeah, and even I think pitching-wise, I think they've used like 22 pitchers already this season,
yeah,
which is pretty amazing considering we're not even to the All-Star break yet. But yeah, JT Chargois is a big relief prospect for them. Great numbers at AA and AAA this year, a ton of strikeouts. Needs to work on his command a little bit, but he does hit in the 97, 98 mile per hour range. Made his debut. Didn't go well, giving up five runs to the Red Sox. Got beat up pretty good in it and got sent down. But I'm sure he'll be back up pretty soon here, kind of just work on the command. So the stuff is definitely plenty good. They definitely project him to be a very good bullpen piece for them going forward. Ramirez is a guy that had a great rookie year 2 years ago with the Cubs. Very impressive year. And then last year dealt with a lot of injuries, some shoulder injuries, abdominal injuries. Limited him to only, I think, 19 appearances in the majors. This year, the velocity is still down. I don't know if he's still coming off the injuries or what, but made his debut with the Twins on Monday. Also didn't go very well as well. I got to wonder if his average fastball velocity when he was with the Cubs 2 years ago was right around 95. He was a hard thrower, and last night he was mostly sitting 91, 92. So I think once he gets that velocity back, he could be that same guy, but it might be gone. You never know. So I think the Twins just trying to take a flyer here on a guy that had a very good year a couple years ago and see what he has. And worst case, they could obviously just send him down if it doesn't work out again. But, yeah, it's one of those things where they're going to try some guys. I'm sure we'll see some other guys in the bullpen going forward, just because this team definitely needs arms with the way things have been going on the pitching side.
Brett, let's wrap up the Twins' draft activity this year with the draft now wrapped up. 42 selections, 31 came from the college ranks, but the draft began heavy on the prep side. What is it, their first, four picks?
Four.
We're all from the high school ranks. What can you tell me about that approach, that kind of high upside approach early?
Yeah, it's kind of what they wanted to go for, kind of target the high upside, high schoolers, prep guys. Alex Kurloff, the guy that took with their first pick and the number 15 overall pick, a kid out of Pittsburgh area, a ton of raw power. Projects probably to be a corner outfielder with a really good arm as well. The Twins really liked his makeup too. His dad's been a coach, throughout his life, and actually built an indoor facility for him to use growing up. So great mechanics, ton of power. Won the home run derby. That's part of that. I think it was a perfect game. USA won the home run derby over all the other top prospects at Petco Park. He has a lot of power. They took a kid from Wisconsin prep ranks, Ben Wartvert, who's a catcher. The Twins desperately kind of need catching in their system. And the second day, they kind of went more with a lot of, you know, college arms and college infielders. Maybe the most, you know, interesting one was Griffin Jacks. They took from Air Force. He's the guy, earliest, you know, guy from Air Force has ever been drafted. No one from Air Force has ever made the majors either. And the Twins believe he'll be able to kind of suspend that 5 years of active duty that he's required to do. But he has to go back to school next year because he got drafted as a junior. So he's got it this summer. He can pitch in the minor leagues, you know, this summer, but he has to go back to school in August and then finish school in May, and then he can return to the Twins next summer. And then they're hoping he'll be able to just play without having to worry about, you know, any of the you know, active duty until after he retires. So we'll kind of see how that goes. But strong arm, you know, a really good pitcher in the Mountain West. I think he was the pitcher of the year there. Broke the school record for wins, ERA, and all that. So, and the son of an NFL player, Garth Jacks, who's a linebacker for the Cardinals and Cowboys. So, yeah, a lot of interesting names in the draft. But as you said, a lot of college players, especially on that second and third day, they kind of get, especially, you know, they wanted some bats down early in the system because they feel like they have a lot of good arms that are down there, you know, in the lower levels, but they didn't have as many bats, so they kind of loaded up on bats there early.
All right, there's the latest from Rhett. I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.